Silence is coming. Shh. Silence is coming. Can you hear him? Silence is coming. He's coming into the room. He's filling the room. Can you hear him? He's dressed in all his best. Doesn't he sound glorious? Listen. Well, silence. Silence wanted to hang out with somebody. Silence felt he had lots of wisdom to share and things that he could communicate with other people. Silence wasn't your normal sort of communicator. He didn't rabbit on about things and other things and the things before that. He sort of did it in a different sort of way. And not everybody was all that into silence. Silence decided he would go out and see if he could find someone to hang out with. He went to a house, and in the house, in the kitchen, he saw a woman on the phone. He went up to her and just sort of sat beside her. But the woman didn't hear silence, wasn't really as interested in talking with silence or spending time with silence. She was more interested in what her friend was telling her about her new dress that she'd bought. It was all ribbons and bows, evidently, and red and just gorgeous. And she wanted to tell her friend about the birthday party she was going to be having tomorrow for her son. He was going to be 5, and what a bonny wee lad he was. So silence didn't stick around. Silence went into the bedroom, and in the bedroom was the young boy whose birthday it was tomorrow. And he was on the ground, sitting, playing. Silence thought, oh, he's a nice looking boy. It'd be nice to spend some time with him. Vroom! Zoom! Zoom! Vroom! Went the little boy. He had a plane in one hand and a plane in the other hand, and they were dogfighting around the room. It crashed into the ground, and Silence thought, oh, maybe now we can spend some time together. But no, the plane was up again and it was flying around. Silence decided this wasn't the place for him. Down the hall was another room. He slipped under the door and in and sat in the corner. On the other side of the room, there was a man, or a young man. He must have been the other little boy's big brother. He was playing a guitar. It was just not really what Silence was looking for. And to be quite honest, Silence wasn't what the young man was looking for either. What he was looking for was someone to get on the drum kit over in the corner of the room and give him a hand with the song he was trying to create. He didn't want Silence. He wanted someone like Charlie Watts. So, Silence carried on. By the front door, there was a little Scotch Terrier, a little dog with long squiggly hair and a big beard. He was looking out the window, and Silence thought, oh, he'd be fun to play with. And he went up beside him. But in that moment, the dog was looking out the window at the children on the street playing, and he wanted to go out there and play with them as well. He didn't want to hang out with Silence. silence wouldn't be able to scratch him under the chin and pat him on the head and throw sticks for him? No, that wasn't where he wanted to be. So outside he went. There was a garage attached to the house, and silence went into a crack in the side of the doorway, and there, over in the corner, there was a man. Silence thought, oh, he's got a nice face. Sort of a soft face. He'd be nice to hang out with. But the man was bashing and crashing. He was banging bits of metal with a hammer and shaping them and trying to get them to fit into another round hole that he was had all sort of set up. He would have loved to have spent time with Silence, but he had to get this job done, and he reckoned it was going to take him about an hour. Maybe in an hour he could hang out with Silence, but not right now. Oh no, there was too much bashing and crashing and smashing, and the odd bit of swearing as well, I think. Silence decided maybe he would go further afield. Maybe he would go somewhere out of the city. Maybe he would go up out into the country. Maybe he would go up into the mountains. Up in the mountains, he felt like he was at home. It was just so peaceful, so quiet. It was glorious. He loved it. Well, as he was hanging around, he was still looking for someone to share with. He saw a building, a big stone building. It had big high windows and a glorious big wooden door. And he went up and he slipped under this doorway. And inside there was a beautiful big hall. And it was so quiet. Oh, he'd come home. And sitting in the hall were a whole lot of monks. They'd been waiting for Silence, waiting for him. They'd been sitting there waiting for him to come. They just sat there, and Silence just sat there as well. The monks listened to Silence, and Silence sat with the monks and shared his wisdom. A little soft smile could be seen on the monks' faces. They were enjoying this, really enjoying it. And Silence was happy as well. So, enough for me, enough from me. I'm going to be quiet now. I'm going to zip my lip, and I'm going to let you just hang out with Silence. Enjoy.